With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is dispatching a special envoy to meet with Russian President Putin next week.
Steve Witkoff will travel to Moscow to discuss an updated peace plan to end the war in Ukraine. U.S. officials say the proposal has been fine-tuned after addressing concerns from Ukrainian officials.
That is Greg Clarkson reporting the Georgia election interference case against President Trump and others has been dismissed. We get more of that from correspondent Donna Warder.
The prosecutor who last month took over the Georgia election interference case against President Donald Trump and others says in a court filing that he's decided not to pursue the case further. Peter Scandalakis took over the case from Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, whose romantic relationship with the special prosecutor she had picked to lead the case gave an appearance of impropriety.
That is Donna Warder reporting. A Texas landlord's case before the Supreme Court is challenging the Postal Service's exemption from lawsuits.
The landlord alleges her mail was deliberately withheld for 2 years. The Postal Service argues that allowing such lawsuits could lead to a flood of litigation. During recent oral arguments, a government lawyer warned of numerous lawsuits if the court rules in the landlord's favor.
That's Rich Thomason. There's been a drop in consumer confidence.
Consumers were much less confident in the economy in November due to the government shutdown, weak hiring, and stubborn inflation. The Conference Board survey ran through November 18th, about 5 days after the government shutdown ended. During that time, the Consumer Confidence Index dropped to 88.7, hitting its lowest reading since April. Americans were increasingly wary of high costs, fueling affordability concerns, and were concerned about sluggish job gains, with a perception that the labor market is worsening. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Homeschooling is on the rise.
Ever since the pandemic, American parents have increasingly been pulling their kids out of the public schools and teaching them at home. According to a new report from Johns Hopkins University, homeschooling is growing at an average rate of 5.4%. In South Carolina, more than one in five school-aged children are being taught in the home. Experts add that these numbers are likely underestimating the true size of homeschooling for lack of good polling data. Michael Harrington reporting.
Former Major League Baseball star Daryl Strawberry thanked President Trump during a sermon on Sunday at a Tulsa church for his recent presidential pardon. The New York Mets standout and eight-time All-Star was pardoned for past tax evasion and drug charges. Strawberry told hundreds of worshipers at Sheridan Church that he credits his Christian faith for his transformation and sobriety. He now travels extensively, sharing his story of faith and redemption. This is SRN News. Brussels Airport canceled 110 of its 203 scheduled incoming flights today, adding to an unspecified number of departing flights already backed up.
Unions have condemned planned changes to VAT, unemployment benefits, and pensions. But ministers say the proposals are the only way to fix the nation's finances. Belgium has the fourth highest level of debt in relation to the size of the economy in the EU, behind only Greece, Italy, and France. Following months of intense debate, the five-party nationalist-led Belgian coalition government has just agreed on a national budget. But the breakthrough proved too late to avert all the planned industrial action.
And the BBC's Nick Beakey reports that despite the ongoing strike, no further cancellations are currently anticipated. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 368 points, the NASDAQ up by almost 200. More on these stories at srnnews.com.